Final Whistle. Your front row seat to college football lives here on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
You ever change your mind about leaving me behind? Oh, bring it to me.
Top of hour three. Glad to have you with us.
Certain I've played that song. They're all blending together.
Yeah, you know, it's all right.
They're blending together at this point.
We're good. Sam is in hour nine.
Shout out to Keanu, man.
Hour nine. You had to spend hour eight, like, teaching an intern.
That's easy.
That's when you know you're just outside of intern status.
Right? Dude, Keanu's going from this to 120 question final. So he's been here as long as Ooh. He's been here all morning like me, all day like me. He's got a 120 question final on campus. So shout out to Keanu, man. Good luck.
He's playing that dangerous game, man. That dangerous game of I don't really need to prepare for that. I did it one time.
He's got a 97. He's
Oh, he's probably okay.
He's just got to not bomb it entirely. He'll be okay.
I've told this story many times on air. I'll tell it again because it's finals week. There was one final, first semester freshman year, that I tried to get away with it. I had a B in the class. It was the one science class I took, some kind of bio class. It was in Vickery Hall, and it was one of those gin pop classes, like with 200 people, okay, in a theater style, whatever. And I had a B, I have solid B, okay, solid B. Never have been great at science. I like the math type sciences. But I wasn't going to be great in that class. To make an A, I would have had to make a 104 or something, 105, okay, on this final. It was a Blue Book Scantron final, okay? Blue Book Scantron final.
Right? Don't bring up Scantrons.
Yeah. So I'm pretty – it may not have even been Blue Book. It might have been straight Scantron, okay? Do they even do Scantrons anymore?
I did. I mean, I graduated last year. We still were doing them.
Okay, so they
some places.
Exist.
Some in-person exams, yeah. Like science classes that I had to take, I took Scantrons.
Like I was amazed that we had to go buy our own Scantrons.
That was ridiculous.
Had to do that?
Yeah.
The Saturday of that final, we took finals on Saturdays, Sam. Y'all don't do that anymore, right?
I never did, no.
Our finals the first couple years I was at Clemson. Maybe the whole time.
You can if you take them online. You can take them. It's up to you, though, in a lot of classes when you take them.
We had Saturday to Saturday finals, okay? And the first Saturday, I had an 8 a.m. final and a 6 p.m. final, okay? My first Saturday of exams, first semester. And the 8 a.m. was a stats final, and I freaking crushed it. I mean, I hammered that sucker, and I was feeling good about it, okay? Shout out to Leanne Quackenbush. That's my mom. She taught my problem stats class in high school, and like 80% of what I did in that college course, which is the only math course I needed to graduate, 80% of what we did, I had already learned the year before. So shout out to her. She did a great job. So then it's the 6 o'clock. Well, there are things happening. Like Army Navy is happening. Like my friends are hanging out. Like there's just stuff going on. Indiana and Kentucky were playing basketball at 4, okay? So I got a 6 o'clock final. I'm going, you know, I'm going to go play basketball. I'm going to watch some football. I'm going to hang out with my boys, play some video games. Because I can't make an A, and I got to make a 52. As long as I make a 52 on this final, I make a B. As long as I make a 52. And there's no brownie points for getting close to an A, okay? You either made an A or you made a B. There's no B plus, okay?
They're not rounding you up.
Right? So they're not rounding you up. So I don't get any brownie points being close to an A. So I thought, you know what? I can make a 52. 52 is what I can make. And I did a little bit, but I wasn't going to do a full like study session. I wasn't going to do that. I walked into that exam, Sam, and when I left, I had done the math. And I said, if all goes the worst it can go right now, I just made a 28. I was like, I might have just made a C. I might have done this. Now, the next semester was the only semester in college I made a 4.0. It was the only semester I made a 4.0 in all of college. I had a lot of stuff. I was really bad at time management in college and made some B's where I probably could have made A's. I made a 56 on that final. Had to make a 52. I got away with one. And so I said, I'll never do that again. I'm never just going to bank it, okay? That I don't need to study because I can make a B if I make a 52. Because you're not guaranteed to make a 52 if you don't prep at all. So that was my flying too close to the sun moment there. Although I did get a parachute. That was nice.
A couple texts. Texter said, just don't Notre Dame the final and he will be good. Great news. Unlike Notre Dame, Keanu is showing up to his final.
What?
So shout out to Keanu. Another texter said, his first semester had a Bio 101 final on Friday night at 7 p.m. That's the most depressing place on the planet. Clemson University at 7 p.m. on finals week.
Oh, I've had the...
I had a stat one, 7 p.m. on a Friday night in the depths of hell in one of the science buildings in a basement. One of the oldest building on campus, most miserable feeling ever. It was like 8 degrees outside. Don't think I did well on that final. Got a low A in the class. Did not do well in the final.
I
can echo that statement.
I took the last exam on campus or was in that last exam type of one time. I think it was my sophomore year when I was living in McCabe. And it was spooky. It was kind of cool. Like, there's basically nothing on campus but you and your thoughts when you get done with that. And so it was kind of, yeah, like it was kind of neat, but yeah, real weird to be having a final.
I got very lost that day because the final was in the basement of a building in which the class did not happen in. So I had no idea where I was going.
Listen, in the dark. What we're talking about here is college students make some questionable choices. All right?
Many.
If your questionable choice, if your bad choice was a DUI or an MIP or you get jammed up with a nebulous situation, let's say. It can be really stressful trying to figure out how not to let that ruin your life, okay, for you and for your parents. That's where Nick Lavery Law comes in. Nick Lavery wants to make sure you get the representation that you deserve, and that's what he's about. He wants to make sure that people, no matter where they come from, if they find their way to Clemson, if they're a college student, if they're parents, that they have the peace of mind, and they can take some of the stress off the plate in what is a very stressful situation. And again, wherever circumstance you find yourself, wrongful death, a vehicle accident, whatever the case, if it's not your fault, Nick wants to make sure that you are represented the best way you can. Go see him behind Mellow Mushroom or go to the website, nicklaverylaw.com. That's nicklaverylaw.com. Texter says, I've got a philosophy exam tomorrow night at 7 in Bracket. Good luck.
I spent an ungodly amount of time on the third floor of Bracket facing the reflection pond and those little corner desks.
Yep.
That was the go-to study spot for me.
Oh, yeah.
Good luck. Good luck to all of those taking finals this week.
I pulled an all-nighter, and it was a Woodard poli-sci class. Shout out to Woodard. Life's hard, Woodard's hard. Best professor. Like, my two favorite professors were, I had three. I probably shouldn't even, some of them might listen. My three favorite professors were Glazer, Woodard, and Thompson. I'll just throw that out there. Those are my three favorites. I have Woodard and Thompson's books on my shelf. Those are the two professors I have books on the shelf.
Pretty strong.
So I had a Woodard final, pull an all-nighter for it, and fell asleep during the final. That's counterproductive, folks, right there.
Not getting the job done.
That's what you call counterproductive. You do not want
to. Shout out to Dr. Sam Hakeem if he's listening. Me and Grayson Mann had him. We love Sam. Faxon's talked in his class. Shout out to Dr. Rikishi Ray. Shout out to Kishi. We love Kishi. Those are my two favorites. Great professors.
You were talking about Notre Dame. Have you seen the thing that happened today with Notre Dame and the book situation? You saw this?
I did. The book like the book reading or the book signing for somebody involved with the college football playoff committee, right?
I'm gonna do this, but we need to talk to the camel first because this is a hump day headline. No question about it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-woo!
Texter says, can of white monster, Haribo gummy bears, 12 straight hours of white noise in the dungeon of Cooper. That's where legends are born. Bro, let me tell you something. You start going down those stairs of Cooper, you don't even know how close to the center of the earth you are. You don't have a clue.
You're in the mantle at that point, Tom.
Yeah, buddy.
You're pushing the core.
I've done some group projects, and I don't even know. Like, maybe I felt a little heavy, and it's just you're like this close to the Earth's core. It's absolutely incredible.
At 8 a.m.
All right, this is the story here. Now, again, we've talked about Notre Dame is just, listen, America, Sam, get with me on this, okay? Because I've been very, very critical of Notre Dame's response, okay? While saying that I think what the committee did to them was unnecessary and mean-spirited. It was mean-spirited what the committee did by making Notre Dame think they were in because there were factors that would have put Miami in that the committee ignored, and then because of some confluence of circumstances that had nothing to do with Notre Dame or Miami, the committee decided to no longer ignore those factors. That is a mean-spirited thing to do, okay? It just is, all right, at its core. It is mean to do that to Notre Dame fans. But the reaction has been abysmal. From the AD, abysmal. From the team, abysmal. From their fans, abysmal. From their bookstore, abysmal. This is a story from earlier today. Homs, is that the name of the bookstore at Notre Dame? Homs Notre Dame Bookstore has canceled a scheduled Friday signing of Ivan Maisel's book on Frank Leahy. This is a legendary Notre Dame coach, American coach, the triumph and tragedy of Notre Dame legend Frank Leahy. They canceled it on Friday. Why? Because Ivan Maisel is a member of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. I'm sorry, what? Okay, first of all, again, it's the oh honey thing for me where you have to look at these Notre Dame people and go, oh honey, this is your first argument? Proud of you. We'll stick it right on the fridge right here. Stick it right on the fridge. I'll talk to you like I talked to my 18-month-old. Oh honey, you don't know how to argue. Let dad explain this to you real quick. Let dad explain this to you. Ivan Maisel is one member of the College Football Playoff Selection Committee. The rankings we get are a composite of all of the members of the selection committee.
He actually recused himself from committee conversations regarding Notre Dame.
Ivan might have voted Notre Dame fourth. They don't even know how Ivan voted.
He may be your best friend.
They don't even know. But because he's adjacent to the committee, the bookstore is going, nah, we got to cancel this. It's a book about your legendary coach. This guy's one of the great writers in the country. That's why he's on the committee to begin with.
Texter says they flipped it back on. I got to figure out if that is that true?
Yes, that is true because of the public backlash because people are like, what are you doing? What is this? Where does it end? At what point will you grow up? Will you realize that you have hit puberty, that your prefrontal cortex is fully formed, and that you don't have to do this? You don't have to be a bunch of whiny little sad sack crybabies about the thing that happened to you. I said this on Monday. I'm going to say it again on Wednesday. I said I wasn't going to yell today. Faxing did all the yelling. But I'm so angry about this. It's so frustrating. Like, it's possible to be very disappointed without going around like a jilted lover, just looking for people to hurl vases and lamps at. That's what Notre Dame fans are like every day on this godforsaken electronic device that I carry in my hand. They are just looking. You know the picture of the cat and the lady pointing at the cat? Notre Dame fans are like the lady pointing at the cat every single second of every day where they're looking for cats to point at. It's you, Miami. It's you, ACC. It's you, Committee. It's you, Ivan Maisel, your stupid little book about us that says great stuff about us. You and your stupid book. What are we talking about? This guy might have voted you number one. You don't know. But you canceled an appearance because he's adjacent to a group that you're mad at. And you know what? You should be mad at them. But you can't be mad at individual members that you don't know how they voted. You just don't. By the way, Keith makes a good point. That right there is not how I talked to my 18-month-old. That's not how I do.
Exercise just what Sam needed in the ninth inning. That's not it. Author is literally like it's the 50 cent video. You know that's the one just, I'm talking about.
Yes,
it's like, why,
yes.
Why are you talking about FDI? Why me? What are we doing here?
What are we talking about?
Who else can we get mad at? Who else can Notre Dame get mad at before the end of the week? Has Pete Bavakwa said anything today?
You know what the Homs bookstore did? They went full Bavakwa. They had a full Bavacqua.
A full Bavacqua
to Ivan Maisel. And you know what? To their credit, they were like, psych, it's back on. When everybody was writing about it, like Pete Sampson posted a story. And he said he'll also be on campus during the spring game to sign copies.
Yay.
That's great. That's awesome.
I wonder if the book's any good.
Come on. Are you kidding me?
Well, on top of it, since it's a university bookstore, they'll upcharge you 50% on the book. So if you're interested in a book, you shouldn't get it from the bookstore.
How dare you come to this bookstore looking for books?
You evil, evil man.
This is a book-burning institution now. Every single reference to the words college football playoff or committee, out!
We're burning them all! We didn't come to Notre Dame to read books. We don't play school, we play football. Where's Cardale?
Listen, we all, well, on Sunday, we all wanted to be on your side. We all, listen, Notre Dame, let me just say this to you. We all wanted to band together against Alabama. We wanted to take your side. For the first time ever, we all wanted to be with you. We wanted to sympathize and empathize and lock arms with you and march to the Bastille in Tuscaloosa. We wanted to take that castle. We wanted to take back what's rightfully ours, and we wanted both you and Miami in the game, and you have ruined it. For what exactly? So that we all know how indispensable you're not? How delusional you all are? I mean, I have not seen the rapidity with which this fan base has absolutely ruined any bit of goodwill they could have had. I've never seen it. I've never seen such a thing as this. We wanted to be on your side. We all were aggrieved for you. This entire process looked ridiculous how they did it. We wanted to be mad on your behalf, but you're making it so hard by being such idiots.
I can't even think of the last time a program, coach, player, oh yeah, since Lane Kiffin, like last week. You know what? You know what you got to do to
no
get.
No one has ever beclowned themselves in college football.
No one has ever done it
before.
Except Lane Kiffin last week. You know how annoying you have to be to get the general public on Alabama's side. You gotta do something stupid.
I'm still not on Alabama's side.
You gotta
for
go
the
full Bavacqua to get on Alabama's side.
I'm still not doing that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, I have more to say on Clemson's football personnel. More to come after this. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Winter weather is upon us, so if you're planning a ski trip, a mountain getaway, or just want to be prepared for what Mother Nature might throw at us, make sure your vehicle is ready with a trip to the Pendleton Tire Company.
Be ready to play in the snow like me and my daddy on a new set of tires for Pendleton Tire Company.
Go see Zach and the team at Pendleton Tire and be ready for winter fun. Call them at 864-646-3694 or visit online at PendletonTire.com.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
Orange Nation, Cade Klubnik here from my friends at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover, or better known as the Silverado guys. That's where I got my beautiful Silverado. If you're thinking Silverado, make sure you go check with Martin McKinley and the Silverado guys. You can call or text Martin at 704-534-1014. Martin will handle you wherever you live. Call now at 704-534-1014 or get started at fredcaldwellchevy.com.
Experience exceptional service with Golf Cart Service, your trusted family-owned club car dealer for 55 years. We keep over 35 upstate golf courses running smoothly with our fully stocked mobile service truck. Whether you're purchasing new, used, or reconditioned carts, we offer flexible financing. Choose Club Car, proudly American-made since 1958, and avoid tariffs. Visit golfcartsc.com to explore our inventory, conveniently located at Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today.
When making decisions, it's important to take a long view and consider how our choices will affect us for generations to come. Longview Carolina is a gated community that emphasizes that long view, with on-site gardens, miles of trails, mature forests, open meadows, and gathering spaces with 50-mile views, all designed to spark true community. Go to contact at longviewcarolina.com to schedule your private tour today. Longview Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving: a UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
If you think Taco Bell is only for late night, you are mistaken. Taco Bell is also for daytime, which is why it's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu, with new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla. And new ingredients like seasoned slow-roasted chicken, freshly prepared pico de gallo, shredded purple cabbage, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. It's the Taco Bell for when it's not late night.
Whoa, not just late night. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu now. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
What do Clemson and the Citadel have in common? The time-honored tradition of the class ring. Collegiate Legacy Designs created a ring plaque that will carry that same tradition in your office or home to last a lifetime. Proudly handcrafted by Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie, Collegiate Legacy Designs offers customized ring plaques for your class ring, both men's and women's, and can ship nationwide. Give the gift that will carry your alumni pride at collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us here at The Roar.
105.5 and 97.5 FM.
Honestly, great segment. Great segment.
One of our more serious.
Appreciate everybody for letting us do that.
I hope Keanu passes his final.
This, if not, we're going to have to send him out of here with Tiger Moving. TigerMovingGreenville.com. You can see what they supply. You can read the 5-star reviews for Tiger Moving Services. You can also start the process with an email, TigerMoving@gmail.com. That's the way I do it whenever I need them. I go, Dear Tiger Moving. And then tell them what I need. And I get a response back with some questions. I answer those questions. They give me a quote, and it's off to the races. And then my stress is over. They show up when they're supposed to show up. They get the job done. Clean cut, reliable movers. Price points acceptable. And they've got Clemson grates all over their vehicles. And Clemson grads on and operated. And all my stuff gets where it's supposed to go efficiently and effectively without breaking or getting lost or taking the circuitous route or any of that stuff. It's just a beautiful experience. In a very stressful time with Tiger Moving. TigerMoving@Greenville.com, at gmail.com, TigerMovingGreenville.com. Let me say a couple things about Clemson football for a second. This is kind of what I'm talking about here, okay? And again, I wasn't going to say names, but there are just some names that in these positions that you kind of don't need they're kind of just clogging the pipes here. It'd be a great time for a one-time plumber read. They're clogging the pipes here. Like at the safety position, like I said, Rob Billings played 29 snaps this year. 14 were against Furman. He's a third-year player. Noah Dixon played 17 snaps this year. 7 were against Furman. Dixon's a younger player, so I get it. Colin Griffin played 17 snaps in the opener against LSU. In the final 6 games of the season, he played 2 non-Furman snaps. Like, these are older players who are just not really contributing. Hannafin was coming off the bench the last 7 games. He came off the bench. Now, he played a good many snaps, except for the Louisville game, he only played 9 snaps. And this is why I think Khalil Barnes, you could go down the line. There are a couple other guys you could say that, but Khalil Barnes leaving. Like a couple bit, like Hank got in, and a couple people have sort of echoed those sentiments where they basically were saying, you know, what if Clemson was sort of fine with Barnes leaving? I don't think Clemson was fine with Barnes leaving, because look around. Tom Allen, I said before the year that I thought Khalil Barnes was the one piece that Tom Allen needed, because there was a legitimate gap at that nickel Sam position that Barnes alone could fill. What happened this year is 2 things. 1, Barnes got hurt, and 2, the safeties were not good enough for Barnes to just hang out down there. And so Clemson was weaker at safety and weaker at the nickel spot. The strongest they got in those situations were when Barnes moved to safety, basically full-time, and Corian Gibson became an option at nickel. Before that, it was a mess, because I believe the most valuable piece of the Clemson defense, the most irreplaceable piece of the Clemson defense, was not there. And you know what? I said that before the year, and people were going, Quark, what about Woods? What about Parker? What about this and that? I think I may have had that bear out correctly. I mean, you could argue a couple other guys, maybe Terrell in there, maybe Sammy Brown in there. But Khalil Barnes, in my opinion, even though he's played better than he did this year when he was available, he also was hurt half the year. In my opinion, he's the most indispensable piece, the most irreplaceable piece based on what Clemson had available to it from a personnel standpoint.
Ideally could have connected the linebacker room to the secondary in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Where he can be a coverage line or coverage safety like he has been at times, a ball hawk safety, someone who can go get the ball, or he can be a run-stopping, smaller linebacker, big safety combo. And that's exactly what he ideally would have been. Didn't end up, could have played the nickel, do all of these things, versatility that not a lot of guys on the roster could bring. At times he brought it. When he was younger, he brought it. In his first year, he brought it. Didn't necessarily bring it as consistently the last couple.
Texture from the 864 says, Barnes feels like Makuba. Left maybe because he wasn't used the way he wanted to be, because the rest of the secondary wasn't good enough for him not to have to be used in other ways.
Could happen.
I mean, I think that was a big part of why Makuba left. That he said he wanted to be coached and developed better. I'm certain Khalil Barnes feels the same way. I mean, Tom Allen is not just blowing smoke. Listen, Sam, we know that. Think about the press conference in the middle of the season when Tom Allen's basically like, yeah, we're not long or fast enough. That was essentially his entire quote. We're not long or fast enough on defense. We don't even care about that stuff.
Jumping into the exact type of body types he was going to look for in the portal.
You know what he did preseason, his meet availability in August? He said that Khalil Barnes is an elite talent. Elite. I doubt that they're just fine with that guy walking out the door.
They have to have replacements, plural, lined up in that room. Like, that room needs to be, even if Barnes was there, they would have liked to add to it. I'm sure they want to keep him around. Now, the emphasis is, you don't have a choice. It's a bare cupboard, besides Ricardo Jones. It's a bare cupboard there.
Yeah, like, I think you could reasonably say that Jones should be able to start as a junior, based on what he should. Not perfect.
Flashes were there this year. South Carolina game's dominant. Like, could do it.
I've said that my ideal for safeties, okay, and this is William Quagmire, this is not Tom Allen or Brent Venables or Wes Goodwin or Dabo Swinney, but my ideal for safeties is this. One guy who plays a little bit hair on fire, he makes you a little bit nervous, but he's a playmaker. That's what we heard about Barnes. That's what we saw with Jones. How many interceptions Ricardo Jones ended up with this year?
I think he had 6.
6 interceptions?
Second in the country. can fact check me if I'm wrong, somebody, but I believe 6th and 2nd in the country.
The entire rest of the defense combined for 3 interceptions. That guy's starting for me.
He's around the ball, man.
Playmaker.
For better or worse.
Did we not say that about Khalil Barnes as a freshman? Hey, man, he's around the ball. We got to keep him on the field. He's around the ball. I don't know why you're taking Ricardo Jones off the field. He's around the ball. He scores the touchdown against the Gamecocks. Iconic touchdown. And yeah, he didn't tip it, but he was there, and he made the play. He didn't drop it in his hands. 6 interceptions, and the rest of your team combined for 3. The rest of the defensive backs combined for 2. Because Sammy Brown had 1, Ronan Hampton had 1, Ashton Hampton had 1. Yeah, give me more Ricardo Jones, and then give me 2 safeties in the portal that are capable of starting every game. I need 2 safeties that are capable of starting every game. Because you know what? You may need Gibson to slide the corner. Something tells me we may see some of that in a bowl game. You may need Gibson to slide the corner. So you drop one of those safeties down to the nickel. I need 2 safeties that can start, and I need a 3rd safety that's more of a project. Bare minimum. Because there's no way. Like, you could lose Keith Adams Jr., and I know there were thoughts and feelings about Keith Adams Jr. in that locker room that a lot of people thought that he should have played more. We heard that from players. I think you could hear that from fans, that people thought that Keith Adams Jr. deserved more run, and for whatever reason, he didn't get it. It's not as if I was begging for Gideon Davidson or Adam Randall to be taken off the field, for the record. So that's part of it, that, like, it's hard to get 3 backs involved. But that's different from this, where without Keith Adams Jr., your depth chart still is pretty solid. Like, you kind of know what it's supposed to look like. Okay, you have an idea. Without Khalil Barnes on this depth chart, regardless of what you think about his season, without Khalil Barnes on this depth chart, you have a bunch of blank spaces. You have 1 name, Ricardo Jones, and the rest is totally up for grabs. And I'm not sure you feel great about the people that are in your building to take those spots. And I'm not just talking about starters. I'm talking about your 2 deep at safety. That's why I say you need 3 guys. Because I think that's what the situation requires. Let's go to Joey, who's up with us next. 654-ROAR is the number. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Brock. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, man. Thanks for getting in.
Yeah, no problem. Listen, I heard you talk about Clemens retiring.
Yes, sir.
I heard something about Clemson and Nikki Haley and Clemens having some type of shady dealings with some real estate. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I've read a little bit about it. Quite honestly, I'm not totally read up on it, so I'm not comfortable, like, wading into the specifics of it. I can tell you 2 things about it. Number one, there's an investigation in Oconee County that's ongoing with a lot of FOIA requests and documents and things of that nature about Jim Clemens and Nikki Haley serving on a board of a construction company that was going to do a development there and maybe some conflict of interest stuff. Again, I'm not very well read on that, so I don't want to have a specific opinion. But number one is that. Number two, what I know doesn't look good, so it maybe could be explained, or maybe, like, I'm open to interpretation on that, but it doesn't look good. The second thing that I'll tell you is that I don't believe that was the reason for this. So it may have been in time. I don't know. But I don't believe, based on the information that I have, that was the reason that this happened.
Okay, man, that's all I had. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much, Joey. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I've gotten some questions about that, and I truly don't. I don't know if that was part of his calculus or if he was getting encouraged. Like, I truly don't know. I don't have any information to indicate that is affirmative.
They're naming the interim president today, right? I mean, that's moving along pretty quickly.
Yes.
So we'll see how that goes.
That's 100% right. 100% right. And I'll reiterate what I said yesterday. It will be very difficult to find a president as friendly to athletics as Jim Clemens. And as friendly to me and the work that I do and the opportunity, like, because of his leadership, to go and attend national championship games and to broadcast from, you know, significant sporting events. That's something I don't take for granted. I'm very appreciative of that. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got a couple more things to do. We'll talk more about Clemson's personnel as well. First, let me tell you about Arthrex, careers.arthrex.com. If you are looking for a career change, if you're looking to move up in the world, if you're looking to align yourself with a culture that is second to none, that's going to treat their employees great and do great work and valuable work, Arthrex is your spot. They are right at the forefront of surgical and orthopedic technology to put everybody from weekend warriors to professional athletes back in a game. That's what they're doing. They love it. They love their employees. They're passionate about it, treating you well in the workplace. On-site medical clinic, gourmet chef on site, daycare on site, transportation subsidies, 401k match, benefits start day one, athletic fields and pickleball courts and all that kind of stuff. And then they love investing in their people and training and motivating and coaching and promoting from within. They love doing that. If you want to be a part of that culture, I've never heard a single bad word about it from people who work there. Absolutely a tremendous place to work. And again, they're doing great work right there in Pendleton, Sandy Springs. More information is online at careers.arthrex.com. Final segment of the program is up next. Don't go anywhere. It's been an incredible year of college football, and once again, the Roar will host our annual bowl game preview show Thursday at Mellow Mushroom Clemson from 5 till 8. How many of y'all had Indiana ranked number one going in? What about JMU getting in for the first time ever? We'll have lots to talk about, whether it's the Snoop Dogg Bowl or the Natty. Join the Roar staff Thursday from 5 till 8, Mellow Mushroom Clemson, for a night of college bowl game previews. Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
Hey, y'all. It's the Rocket Roger Clemens here. Spent a lot of time pitching heat. Years later, the pain in my joints remind me of those days, but I'm not looking to sit still, and I definitely am not interested in going under the knife. That's why I chose QC Kinetics.
Not just for elite retired athletes. QC Kinetics gives everyday folks joint pain relief using regenerative treatments that work with your body to help repair joint damage.
No surgery, no long recovery, whether it's your knees, hips, shoulders, or back. My friends at QC Kinetics will help you get moving again so you can get back to doing the things you love.
Meet face-to-face with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics to help me feel like myself again, and I'm proud to recommend them to you.
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home, and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold-free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty, and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
It's time to kick off the perfect tailgate and take your team to Ingles. Chips and guac made fresh in store every day. The best meat in town packaged fresh every day. And smiling faces giving you their best every day. Let's be real. In the South, football season is our favorite season of the year. There's a lot to smile about, especially with deals like these. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Harrison's is the home of work, Western, and wow! For nearly 30 years, our family has been boots on the ground when it comes to work. The key to our success is great partners like Ariat. We have the largest selection of Ariat in the Carolinas. Need comfortable work boots? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Want to show out at the rodeo? Can't go wrong with Ariat. Looking to wow on date night? Yep, Ariat. Work staples, Western favorites, and casual styles to wow any crowd. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or online at harrisonsusa.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have 2-stall, 3-stall, and 4-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
If you need expert tree care, call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner in the upstate, for top quality tree work and more. From safe tree removal to trimming, stump grinding, and emergency storm services, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their team of certified professionals is committed to enhancing your landscape one tree at a time. The best prices around, reliable service, and fully insured. Franklin Tree Service is your go-to for all your tree needs. Call them today, 864-947-9065.
Fall means football, and the Tigers roar loudest here.
Klubnik takes a shotgun snap, back to throw, going to throw it deep, down long, there's Wesco, kicks it at the 40, off the race, and he goes, touchdown! Wesco from 76!
This is Cade Klubnik, and you are listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
You know, I said when I was talking about some of the non-performing safeties that were clogging the drain, I said it'd be a great time for one Tom Plummer. Not wrong, just early, Sam.
Ask and you shall receive.
Call the plumber whose name is his number, one Tom Plummer. Whether proverbial clogs or real clogs, they can help you. They are an awesome resource because they have 24-hour same-day service guaranteed all these plumbing emergencies. Every plumbing emergency you could think of. This time of year, think about how debilitating it would be if you had a major plumbing issue, a backup, a leak, a clog, a hot water issue. You got family in town, and there's just no time for it, which is why One Time Plumber's 24-hour same-day service guarantee is crazy, but they stand by it, and they back it up, man. Even if they got to go into overtime, they back it up. They've got pink plunger logos roaming around the upstate looking for your job. Call the plumber whose name is his number. Mike and the great folks, they do a great job. One Tom Plumber. That's One Tom Plumber. Let me say this. I'm not suggesting that Khalil Barnes was like elite production last year. I just think at the safety position, mostly because of who's not there, you just couldn't afford to lose him. Like, you knew Peter Woods was leaving, and you've got a pretty well-stocked defensive tackle rotation. You knew T.J. Parker was leaving, and Jaheim Lawson could step up in there. You can also go portal and get sort of a three-man rotation like you had this year.
Yep.
You look at Antonio Williams. You've got Tyler Brown back there. People have been saying it. I don't know that Brown is as good as Williams, but in terms of production, you can bring him along. You've got a replacement there. You have a plan in place to deal with his departure.
Just added, what, two or three freshman receivers as well? I mean, you just added more bodies to that room.
That's correct.
Could play immediately.
Nine Burrows is going to play in there. Avion Terrell, you've got Hampton that could slide into CB1. You've got Strozier, who is going to take his lumps, but he's your CB2. You've got some young talent in there that
could
can do
portal.
It. And you could also portal. I think you should portal. So you have a plan there. I don't think there was a plan for Khalil Barnes walks out the door. No matter what you believe about his acumen or his production this year. And that's a problem. It may be a problem that's not about Khalil Barnes, but it is a problem nonetheless. Let's go to Troy Tiger, who's up with us next on the phone. What's up, Troy Tiger?
Actually, it's Rosman Tiger.
Rosman Tiger. Awesome. Rosman Tiger. Hope you're doing well.
Class of 81, tight end, defensive tackle. 6'3", 245.
Very good. Welcome.
Actually, you're correct first time. Yesterday, I was Troy Tiger. but I called in today because I'm back in North Carolina on the edge of a signal. I hope you can hear me.
Gotcha. We got you so far, Rosman Tiger. We got you.
Yeah. No, what's the topic today?
We're talking portal. We're talking basketball. We're talking really those two things.
Okay, basketball. Clemson basketball is the only basketball I watch nowadays. I came from the era of Michael Jordan, of course, when basketball was different. I love brown ale.
I think he's doing a great job. I think he's doing a great job. I think last night it was about BYU had the best player in the gym, and the guy went for 22-7-5 with one turnover in the second half, and he basically played Oklahoma City Thunder iso ball with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Clemson could not stop it. I'm not sure Clemson had a single answer for what BYU was doing unless BYU just missed the shots.
Well, defense is rarely played today, but maybe they'll get a hold of it.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to tell you what a great job y'all were doing, and I love y'all's commercials. That first-time plumber, that's awesome.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. Have fun on the mountain.
All right, man.
All right, sounds good. We talked a lot of basketball early in the show. Little portal here later. Hey, Texer asks, where does Corian Gibson fit in? Does he turn into a starting cornerback? I asked Dabo that, and Dabo said a lot of words, and I realized at the end he didn't really answer my question. He was noncommittal on that. I think based on the numbers right now and based on the way he's playing, I think depending on what you do in the portal, that you could give Gibson a try at corner. I think he covers well enough. I also think, ideally, Tom Allen is not looking for Corian Gibson specs at the nickel Sam position. What is Gibson list? 6'1"? Is he 6'1"? Do we know? 6'1", 190. I think he'd rather have a little more girth, like a little more of a safety body type. Like, yeah, rangy, like, need to... But there's a reason that he talked about Khalil Barnes the way that he did. And, that's what's giving me pause here. Is that he talked about Khalil Barnes like the answer, like the key that unlocked the defense. Now, Barnes 6 foot 200, but look at his ranginess. Maybe Gibson maybe has some of that. But I think maybe like a 6'2", 215 body type is probably what Tom Allen's thinking about. That would ideally fit in that nickel role. Maybe I'm wrong on that, but as he was going through it in that press conference about a month and a half or so ago, that's kind of what I was kind of just drawing it in my head, and that's kind of what I came up with there.
I feel like Tom Allen kind of saw with Avion Terrell, he could play anywhere and doesn't really matter what size he was. Technically a little undersized, hair under 6 foot, not the biggest guy in the world, able to split in, split out, either one. You had Hampton. I think the point here, you want to have as many different body types maybe in that room just so you have the versatility to move some guys inside, move some guys out the way they were able to with Terrell. Obviously, Ashton Hampton gives you a very fun resource because he can guard the big guys, and he's also got pretty good foot speed. So he can stay with him and flip his hips and not get beat on jump balls. You can kind of, if you're targeting someone in the portal per se, go for just about anything right now because they have a decent variety of heights, weights listed in that room right now, and you know for sure you have your number one corner, you hope, with Hampton, and he lines up against the big receivers and can travel with them, and that's something not a lot of teams have. Gives you a little bit of flexibility, especially in the nickel.
I think in certain matchups, like, again, from a body type standpoint, I think Hampton could play inside. I don't necessarily want him to do that.
He has before, hasn't he?
He could play inside, so yeah. But that's kind of what I'm saying, though. Like, I think you need two starting caliber safeties that you're going to play alongside Ricardo Jones. One of them is going to be sort of a box safety in a nickel Sam role. And then if you want to drag another one down in the box, you can do that maybe with Jones as sort of a freewheeler playmaker. And then you have one knows-where-to-be guy. You mentioned R.J. Mickens. You need a Mickens in there.
Just doesn't screw up.
A knows-where-to-be safety. Got to have it. 654 Roy's the number. I want to get to a couple. This is Hump Day Headlines today. This is an interesting, you know, we've been, we're your resource for all of the developments in the streaming world, okay? We're your resource, and you people know. You come to us for all the information you need on your streaming services. This is a report that came out earlier today that says, this is according to Andrew Marchand from The Athletic, YouTube TV will reportedly debut a new sports-only subscription plan in 2026 that will be cheaper than its current $82 per month pricing. Now, I want to say, this is great. What I've said I wanted from streaming all along is I want a place where I can a la carte pick the channels that I want. Because ultimately what I end up doing is I end up watching six channels with DirecTV or some other service, end up watching six channels and I'm paying for 7,000 channels. I don't need 7,000 channels. I need like six. So let me just pick the six and then I make the plan. You tell me what those channels are worth and I pick those and I pick the plan. But I don't want to pay for like 17 channels by Oprah when I really just want to watch football and basketball and like watch FBI on CBS. Like that's all I really want to do. Watch The Voice every now and then. Like I don't need any of this other stuff. I don't need them. I want to record Jeopardy. I don't want to watch the O Network 17. All right. I don't want to watch the Bop channel featuring 100,000 people saying Bop all day. Like, there's just some dumb channels out there that even if it costs me 8 cents, I'm paying 8 cents 100,000 times. I don't want to do that. So if YouTube TV is telling me I don't have to pay for YouTube TV broad, but I can pay for YouTube TV specific to sports, and I can get the other shows on streaming services, that might be the most cost-effective thing to do.
Boy, would this be great. I'm going to wait until I see it. I'm going to wait.
We have seen these rumors before. It apparently will be less than. Now, it doesn't say how much less. I mean, they could dupe us all.
$81.50.
And go $82. Ah, yeah, baby. $79.99.
For the first 3 months, and then it goes to $85.99.
They could do that. And then they black out all the sports channels. Can you imagine they black out all the Disney channels in the sports-only YouTube TV package? The next time we do that?
God. You get this package, all you get is the Monsters, Inc. version of Monday Night Football that we had the other day, where Sully intercepted Jalen Hurts like 8 times.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we've got one more phone call here. Before we do that, I have two other things to do. I need to tell you about Tiger Sports Shop. We've been talking about the Christmas stuff at Tiger Sports Shop. You have 14 shopping days left. It's sneaking up, folks. 14 shopping days. Tiger Sports Shop's your spot. Nike, Champion, Cutter and Buck, Comfort Colors, the Tiger Sports Shop collection, all the Christmas decor, this Clemson theme that's in there. You're going to want to go inside. You're going to want to go to the website. Downtown Clemson, Highway 123, always open at tigersports.com. You know what I love, Sam? I love some good cultural pushback, don't you? When culture says, you know, this creep that we've had, this little creep towards something, I've had enough. I don't want any part of this. Are you with me on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm waiting to see where it goes.
Okay. This is from California, where normally we would say the creep starts. California sucks. In-N-Out Burger has officially retired the number 67 from its ticket order system amid the viral 6-7 trend. Neither. People confirms, this is people.com where I get all of my breaking news, confirms that the West Coast Burger chain has removed 67 from orders, much to the detriment of the throngs of adolescents who've been lining up to eagerly await the number being called. Apparently, when they know that the number's being called, the young people in the restaurant will crowd around waiting for them to call the number and then break out into these insane celebrations. 6-7, 6-7, 6-7! Every parent rejoices. Apparently, some employee posted on Reddit that the numbers were skipped from 66 to 68, and In-N-Out was like, oh, yeah, we did that like a month ago.
You were there on Education Day for the women's basketball team when they hit 67 points.
I've never been able to do my job less. I've never felt less of a professional than that moment right there. Let's go to Kevin. We got a minute left in the show. Final phone call of the day. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, man. This is Kevin over at Harrison's and Quark. I just want to tell you, man, this sounds like the grumpy old man segment. You're not quite old enough to be a grumpy old man. But I feel everything you said, but my problem is I have 5 kids that live in, well, 2 of them don't live in my house anymore, but 3 of them do, and the other 2 might as well. So I feel every bit of it. I'll say 2 things, man. I know we're in a rush, but I don't think there's ever been a more interesting and pivotal offseason for both of our state universities.
Agreed.
Than what we're going to face here, obviously for different reasons. But it's just so intriguing to see what's going to happen with Dabo and how just vehemently opposed he's been to this whole, which I hate the way college football is now, but But how opposed, but now having to, I mean, all of these holes that have to be filled, and how that's going to play out. And then with the Gamecocks, again, you know, with Bryles coming in, and what's the status of Sellers, and just all, I mean, we have lived and died by the portal, and just seeing what's going to happen. I think anything can happen next year with these two teams. And it's just, it's going to be really, really intriguing to see it play out. And I will say this, go ahead.
I agree. We're up against Kevin. Call me tomorrow because I want to talk about this more. Call me tomorrow and we'll get into it, okay?
I want to talk about Polo that's coming from Dorman.
Oh, yeah.
Be helping me out my high school. So I'll call you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Sam, great job. God bless. Well, what's up next?
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.